Coming up on Roundabout, we gaze into our collective crystal ball in an attempt to predict what's going to happen next year. Is 2012 really the end of the world, or do our automotive mediums have happier news? Keep on listening. Roundabout is sponsored by Advance Auto Parts. Visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, to get up to $30 off your next purchase. And get this, buy everyone's favorite online store, Amazon.com.
I'm Aaron Bragman from IHS Automotive. I am an auto analyst here in lovely Detroit, Michigan.
Back in the Continental Tire U.S., I'm Eric Tritko from IMAX Web and Rumblestrip.net.
Getting all misty-eyed, I'm Stephen J. Ewing from Autoblog.
And the Southern Belle.
I'm just glamorous.
Back in puppy lamb after my glamorous retreat in Aspen, Colorado with my fabulous Neiman Marcus Ferrari FF. I'm Michelle Naranjo from AutoBytel.
I'm Craig Cole, and you're not?
I'm Ben Sanders, and I predict this show better be over fast. Damn it.
This is Roundabout.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, it sure is.
Hello and welcome to Roundabout, episode number 111. Is that 3 or 111? I don't know. Anyways, it's our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you may have missed.
Well, you know, actually, now that I think about it, it's three ones, triple 11.
Well, yeah, but if it were in Latin times, that would be number 3, like one, number 3. Now you get it. A little slow on the uptake there.
Romans do.
Yes. When in Rome, right?
Exactly.
San Diego was founded by the Germans in 1906.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, we are so happy here because we are welcoming a Roundabout first timer.
And please don't hurt him.
We're going to try to be kind.
I'm made of tough stuff, Michelle. Don't worry.
Steven is on shield duty, human shield duty here from barbs.
I've got it.
He'll guard me.
He's got that leather-like skin that just the arrows bounce off, the barbs bounce off.
You can't penetrate into my soul.
Oh, no, that's actually just a jacket. It's not actually a skin.
It's a tattoo.
Oh, is it?
It's a horrible houndstooth tattoo.
Living downtown now. You got the cool tattoo.
Yeah.
Can't be a hipster without ink.
Mm-hmm. True.
So,
and a bad mustache. For me that says mom.
So we got Aaron Bragman on.
Hello.
Prestigious name.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I would.
Oh, okay.
In the forecasting. Aaron
Thank
Bragman
you.
is the Oracle of IHS Automotive.
An Oracle, maybe not the Oracle.
Okay, Ann.
Okay.
Yeah. If you'll skip the
lots of, there's lots of people at IHS that know
not,
far
do
more
they
than
matter,
I
though?
They do. They know far more than I do.
A lot of them are
so
foreigners,
nice,
but
though.
They didn't want to come on, so you got me.
You got the leftovers then, right?
That ain't as fun.
So, as we did last year, and as we sort of teased the week, you know, last week, we're going to try to predict right now what's going to happen in 2012.
It's our third year of predictions.
I know. 3 years. Why have we been doing it that long?
Because we can.
Yeah, that's a good reason, I guess.
Someone has to, yeah.
So we're going to try to look into our crystal ball, as I mentioned, figure out what's going to happen for 2012. Is the world really going to end December of next year?
You know.
No.
It's a Mayan prediction, isn't it? So they're going to predict when the world ends, but they couldn't predict the Spanish.
Or when their civilization.
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay. They're sort of gone.
Yeah. I don't buy it.
Making me sad. Yeah. Well, Aaron, since you are the professional on the program tonight, why don't you start us off? What is your first prediction for 2012? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, you're on
so he can make us all look stupid after him.
Come on. No. You're actually going to – the first thing you're going to look at, you're going to say, well, duh. But I'm thinking Tesla Motors is actually going to deliver a Model S in 2012, but not when they say they're going to deliver one.
Hmm.
They're saying sometime around June, July of next year, and I'm saying
December 31st.
Oh, yeah. I think they could do it in 2012. I've actually been out to Tesla. I've seen the plant. I've seen everything they got. They got like 90% of what you need to make cars at the NUMMI plant. It's not arranged in the order that you need it to make cars, but it's all there. Mostly.
Well, don't they have all kinds of free space? It doesn't matter. They can just kind of like wheel it
in
between.
That is a
massive facility. They have so
much. I'm
going to
put a roller skating rink in there.
Roller skating rink? You can put an entire community of roller skating rinks.
The Model S can be the 2012 Neiman Marcus car for Christmas.
Hey.
I mean, for the holidays.
Oh, wait, you're out. That is out just outside the Bay Area, so we do lots of roller derbies out there, right?
Roller derby, roller hockey,
roller derby.
Roller everything. Roller polo.
Okay. Roller polo.
No, Segway polo.
Miniature horses with little rollerblades? Yes. They play polo? Really?
Michelle, what's it called with the little carts? They drag behind.
Oh, God, my brain just went completely. What is that called when they have the little carts and they race them?
Go ask Joy.
Oh, you mean the
not the chase.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Trotters? No.
Oh, well.
Those
anyway.
Pig's feet.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute.
But no, I think Tesla will have a car in customers' hands, a Model S, by the end of next year.
Wow. Next, you're going to tell me that Fisker will be delivering cars.
I didn't say
that. But are they going to be
for next prediction?
I said Tesla.
All right. So, guys, we got to vote on Aaron's prediction. Is Tesla going to deliver something next year? Let's go around the horn. Michelle, why don't we start with you? Is this an up or is this a down? You're out in California. You've got a feel. You've got your hand on the pulse out there. What's going to happen?
Yeah, so, I mean, I would say, like, it's going to be in customers' hands. But the thing is like, the Roadster was in customers' hands. But it was, like, people like Jason Calcanis and Elon Musk himself, which they consider themselves customers, right? It took a lot longer to get into actual consumers' hands, not, you know, high-tech early adopters who work in Silicon Valley that had, like, the inside loop on those very first really handmade cars. So, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see if they can get Numi in there. I'm going to just go out on a limb here and say some people will have them, but they're not going to be consumers.
So is that a minus then?
That is a I love you thumbs down.
Thumbs down. Okay.
That's not quite a Zach buzz that.
Minus. Okay. Eric, let's start with you next. Plus or minus? The fate of the world hangs in the balance.
Yeah, I'm going to go no.
Another negative, Aaron. This
but
is
do
not-
you love him? That is the...
Michelle loves him. As long as I
have I'll respect love. Him.
Okay.
Sometimes that's more important.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as I have Michelle's love, I'm okay.
Mr. Ewing.
Knowing how far along the Model S is, and while Michelle has a very valid point, sweetheart, and going to disagree with you, and I will agree with Aaron.
I think this is a situation of location, location, location. Look who you are sitting right next to.
I'm not going to hit him.
Right,
it's okay.
Exactly.
I never threatened him.
I'm further down the table. No. That's a negative.
I'm big, but I'm fast. I can still be careful.
So that gives us you have one plus and three minuses, Eric. Aaron, how does that make you feel?
I'm okay with that.
Because you're going to prove us wrong.
I'm confident in what
I'm
I said.
I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And doggone it, people like me.
Yeah, what he said.
All right. Very good. Eric, you're next on the list.
All right.
No sound effect?
Well, go ahead.
No sound
effect? Sorry, I forgot.
Aaron said people would say duh, and I was hoping I would get to play this, so I'm going to go ahead and play it anyway.
Duh. Winning.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Isn't that over?
No. Really? Is that over?
It's so over.
It never should have started.
Mr. Tritko.
Yes.
You have... Last year, you were a little rough on the predictions. Have you changed your strategy for this year?
No.
You're going out on a limb again.
Yes.
He's going to win big.
Let's hear your first one. Because if you do win, you're going to win big. You're reaching far. You're reaching for those stars.
Yeah.
You're going to grab a fistful of dust, stardust.
Yeah, more like more you're dust than stars. But I gotta go with something.
First one.
Let's kick it off strong. So in 2012, I predict GM sales will begin to fall off, and they're going to have to start throwing big money on the hoods of cars again to get them moving. It's like deja vu all over again. If they sell car, it is sell. I can't read my own writing here. It's sell at any cost to move iron and make numbers look good, even if they are selling at a loss. Therefore, GM stock price will end up hovering around $15 a share, and Dan Akerson will be forced to resign.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's a multifaceted prediction.
That's many predictions there. I mean, I heard at least three.
You just predicted the demise of...
Well, I had to get to why it was going to happen, so it was a series of steps to get to my... So the real thing is Akerson will be gone by the end of 2012, and these are the reasons why.
Okay. Interesting. All right. You've made your peace. Aaron, Mr. Bragman.
I'm going to have to disagree.
Disagree?
I'm sorry.
On what grounds?
Well, first of all, we think that the U.S. market by itself is going to be about 1 million units higher than it was this year. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big jump.
Ooh, I've actually seen otherwise.
And just this portion of it, we also have GM being very big in China. And the Chinese market is slowing, but still pretty huge.
And we're going to get to my third prediction in
Okay. But it's still pretty huge. And it looks to be even getting, it's going to be 19 million units in China alone next year. So we're looking at some huge volumes. We think the GM will be probably commensurately rising with it. It may not be explosive growth, but next year we're still thinking there's going to be some growth for everybody. So I'm afraid I have to disagree. As for the stock price, I'm not a financial analyst. I won't comment on that. But I think Akerson's going to be here probably a little bit longer than that.
All right, Stephen.
I'm inclined to agree with Aaron. I don't think Akerson's going to be forced out anytime soon. So I disagree.
I want to believe – you know, Eric, I'm going to give you an agreement because I can see – I don't think the culture at GM has changed enough. Ford, we've had this revolution over the last few years,
yes,
since Mullally's been there. There is a difference. You know that the company is different now.
They all feel it.
GM, I don't get that feeling. Now, I'm no expert on the inside, but I just get a feeling that there's the same old culture there.
I have my moles, and they would agree with you.
So I'm going to vote up based on that. As for Akerson, I don't know. But I think on the whole, they're going to be putting money on the hood. But we'll see. We have to wait and see, as always. That's my vote. Michelle.
I'm voting with Craigie.
Ooh. We have a tie now.
Interesting.
The plot thickens. Michelle is the cornstarch that went in there, and the gravy is thickening.
So that's a split decision?
Yeah, we're right down the middle.
Wow.
Yep.
Cool. Any particular reasons, Michelle? Or?
Yeah, I think that the culture really hasn't changed enough, and I just think in the rotating door of CEOs is not slowing. I think it's gonna I think it's gonna keep with the same sort of pace it has for the last few years. So
okay, very good. Prediction number one for Mr. Ewing.
It's kind of interesting that I'm going right after Eric because my prediction also has to do with GM, but in a different note. I think that in the calendar year 2012. The Chevrolet Cruze will become the best-selling car in its class.
Ooh. Isn't it already?
No. Ooh, no. Right now, it's still down. It's second place behind the Corolla, but as of November, it was only down by 4,000 units. I think the Cruze will become the best-selling C-segment car in the U.S.
Eric, why don't we start with you? Up or down? What do you think? This is a tough one.
It's tough because of Japan's stuff being sorted out. Toyota's got some momentum coming back a little bit. So it's and then you have to combine. Well, the Matrix is the Matrix done now? Because that gets thrown in with that too.
No, it's still there.
Okay. I'm going to say Toyota's going to just I'm going to say it's going to be within a couple thousand at the end of the year, but I'm going to say Toyota's just going to eke up. No, just got to not so much.
Okay. Michelle.
I actually, despite what I voted on that last one, I would actually agree that segment-wise it will prevail.
So that's a plus then.
That is a plus.
All righty. Mr. Bragman.
That is tough. That's a tough one because it is obviously popular, but people really like Corollas. I don't know why. I don't know why, but they do, and they keep buying them and buying them and buying them, even though it hasn't been updated and it's not going to be updated next year. I'm going to have to disagree, I think. I think it will be close. I honestly think it could go either way. But once Toyota has their inventory back up and running and they're cranking out Corollas out of Mississippi next year, I think that'll probably come back. Now,
cash on the hood, maybe, since they'll be locally
produced.
There's
already cash on the hood for Corollas.
Well, no, it'll be better if they're built in Mississippi because they don't have the currency issue.
Yeah,
so
they'll probably keep the price the same and just reap the benefits of it. But the big question, I think, is honestly going to be Honda Civic. And how much is that going to tank next year?
Interesting. Nobody's mentioned the new Focus in the mix. Is that just not a competitor in the volume that we're talking about the Cruze?
Styling's too much of an issue for people.
I think pricing is too
much of an issue.
I think everyone I know pretty
There's
much likes
quality.
Likes the Focus issues. Styling, but the pricing, they're walking in there and going $25,000 for a Focus Titanium.
Well, that's for a Titanium, though.
Yeah, but still. I mean,
what's on the floor. What quality, Michelle? Obviously, my Ford Touch transmission stuff. Mm-hmm. Is there something else you've heard?
I think it's definitely transmission stuff. And then it's not – I don't think it's even specifically my Ford Touch. I think there's a lot of issues just with knobs, buttons, you know, that sort of thing that I've heard.
Plus, we're going to have Dart in the mix now, too.
Oh, yes.
Dart will be in the mix.
Dart.
So you're voting negative.
I'm afraid I have to say negative. Yeah, okay. I think it's going to be real close, but it...
Couple thousand.
And it could go either way. It honestly could, but I can't say that it will.
And my vote last. 2012 Cruze becoming best-selling car in class. That is such a tough one, and all these votes... I want to agree with you, Stephen, but for some reason, I just have a feeling the Cruze is going to lose steam. I don't know why. It's a great car. Maybe not best in class, but an excellent choice to be certain. But I don't know if it's got the to just take the
Cuckoo Kichu?
If that's what it's called, yeah. I don't know if it's got the muscle to do it. That Corolla is a tough nugget.
That's fair.
Good prediction, though.
Yes, yeah. Excellent good choice. Fair. I'm going to go negative on this one. Right. So negative overall. Michelle, you... Sorry, Ben.
I think negative overall that. Pretty much sums it up. Preggy.
I'm going to go
that's the roundabout
now.
Way. All right, Michelle, what is your first prediction?
So mine's a little bit more... you're going to think it's probably a little more girly, but I think it's... it's more marketing, definitely, for sure. I think that we're going to start seeing an advent of the return of retail brands like the Eddie Bauer edition, that sort of thing, coming into different car segments. And this is a prediction for 2012 and 13, because I think we're going to start seeing them by the end of 2012. I think we're going to see, like, the Fashion 21, you know, spark. I think that... all these little cars that they have been showing with, you know, rally editions and all this stuff, I think they're going to have to start
so you mentioned
addressing
Eddie Bauer.
The female segment by doing it through retail.
Like a Gucci 500?
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Gucci. Exactly. I mean, that's the most recent one, but it didn't really set a trend. I don't think the Fiat's really setting a trend, per se.
Steven and I talked about this not too long ago about how Volvo might want to do something with IKEA. Yeah. Of course, every Volvo comes with its own Allen key, and you have to put it together with a lot of wood glue
right.
and dowels.
So what are your votes then on Michelle's?
I would agree with Michelle.
You're going to agree?
I'm going to agree with Michelle. I think you will see that, and I think that the Gucci 500, despite the fact that it's not going to set the world on fire for sales, it was would start a precedent to returning
that.
Yeah,
I mean, you could see something like the Anthropology, you know, I don't know, Focus or something like that. I think there's going to be a lot of co-branding going on.
Yeah, I think that's possible.
I don't see it. I honestly
the Spencer Spark.
I think it makes sense with the sort of like kitschy cute cars like a Gucci 500 or even like a rest in peace Nautica Villager.
that's a way back machine. There.
But I don't see it becoming more mainstream. No, I just don't know.
I would agree with you, Stephen, on the negative because I just can't see it happening. I could be completely wrong, but I don't see it happening. And these almost when they come up with a new trim like this, it seems like they're desperate to milk another year.
It's not that I don't see it happening; it's that I don't see it happening like substantially more than it currently is.
Okay. Eric, last but not least,
I'm going to agree with Michelle, but from a different angle.
Okay,
and that it will be targeted at the millennials. Mostly because they don't like cars. They're not interested in cars. So this will be kind of like a pry bar to get them. Oh, this is a brand. Like, oh, and they're associated with this car. Well, maybe I want to buy that car because it's associated with a brand. Or just that's the only way I see it is if it's really targeting at millennials.
I completely agree.
Absolutely. It could be like the Android car, the whatever, right?
The Android car.
We have another.
The guilt group, whatever.
So we've got another split decision by our panel jurors here.
The Fab.com 500.
Well, what's your prediction?
We're just getting there. I'm trying to pick which one I want to go with here first. Let's try this one. All righty. I am predicting the Chevrolet Volt is going to make a significant rebound. This whole fire thing is ridiculous, first of all, and blown grossly out of proportion. Sure, the car is very expensive. Sure, it has limitations, but it's the first of a breed. And I think especially if gas prices spike, obviously more people are going to buy them. I think the Volt will make a rebound from where it is today because it has been getting a lot of bad press, undeservedly, I believe.
What do you call a sorry, what do you call a rebound?
Well, it's
are
not going to
be giving like a sales number, or are you just from an image standpoint?
Image standpoint in sales.
Do you think they'll meet the target of 45,000 next year?
That might be tough since they've practically sold none. I mean, yeah, why not?
They've sold about 7,000 thus far.
I think they will hit their sales target of 45,000 units.
But doesn't that tax rebate go away quite soon?
No.
I think it's good for another 2 years.
No, it's for a while yet, I thought.
And it was, but was the cap on time or was the cap on the total number of vehicles sold?
Volume. Vehicles, yeah.
Yeah, it's volume.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like those hybrid rebates.
So my question is this 45,000 sales target, that's for the year 2012 or total, like cumulative sales?
No, for 2012. That's what GM says they're going to sell next year.
I'm going to disagree just because I see that segment expanding. There are more vehicles that are going to kind of play in that range extended EV segment. And even if the sort of image of the Volt improves, I don't know that it's suddenly just going to, like, everyone's going to go buy one because there might be other offerings. There might be offerings that are more, you know, better for families or, you know, cargo friendly or even just. I disagree.
So, Michelle, Stephen, you disagree. Aaron, was yours a?
I agree.
You're going to agree with me.
I think it will.
Okay.
When we look at 2011, 2011 had Chevrolet wasn't able to sell the Volt in every one of their dealerships. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'd only really started selling all of the dealerships that wanted to sign up for a Volt really couldn't do that until around August. Mm-hmm. So for most of the year, we look at what was totally sold, and you really can't take 2011, I think, as indicative of what the demand for the Volt is. I think that's what we're going to see in 2012. Mm-hmm. I think that they could get to 45,000. I think that they will need incentives to do it.
Okay.
I think because it is an expensive vehicle, and I think you're looking at some kind of a subvented lease deal.
Like $350 a month.
Well, they used to. They didn't do that for 2012. It's back up to $500 for 2012, from what I hear. And it's
then that's a negative on mine.
Yeah, but no, I think it will, but I think it will require some incentivization.
Eric, plus or minus?
I'm going to go minus, and that hurts me because the Volt was probably one of my two favorite cars that I drove this year. I really, really was impressed by it. It was a tremendous car.
Yeah.
Unless they do something where they can get it and push it and get it out that it's, you know, under $400 a month on a lease. Yeah. And to me, leasing versus buying that car makes all the sense
in
the world.
Like $350 again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That people would.
Yeah, then you could do it. And I think it'll be close. I think they'll probably get to about $38,000 to $42,000. Okay. Just miss out.
And Michelle, up or down?
I mean, this one's difficult, right? Because the Volt does have its issues of being it's not the Pinto problem exactly, right? It was so completely overblown, and I think most people that would tend to go, you know, that was completely overblown. GM overreacted. Like, I'm going to get behind this car. Are the same people that would also be like, it's Government Motors, which puts it in a bit of a predicament. So I think it has a long way to go. But rebound, I'll say I think it's going to go up. I can see a lot more people, sort of middle Americans. It's not like Middle Earth. I'm not putting them down.
Okay. So that's a negative then.
She's not calling them hobbits.
Middle Earth.
Right.
That sounds like a negative. All right. So that concludes round one of our 2012 predictions. Good stuff here, guys. This is gold. This is a keeper episode. This is one worth saving and re-listening to.
I'll mark it.
As opposed to number one and number two?
Yes.
Yes. So,
they were number one and number two, literally?
Yes, they were. Although probably in reverse order. One was number two, and two was number one. Anyway, that'll do it for part one of our predictions buffet, but we'll get to the rest of our prophecies after we thank our friends at Amazon. Everyone loves Amazon.com. I do, you do. We all scream for Amazon. So we're asking you to do us a favor. The next time you go to buy something from the website, and they've literally got tons.
Everything
on there. Can you even get guns on there, Eric? I mean, what?
You can buy parts and stuff, yes. I also bought some of my dog's pet medication on Amazon.
Medication to firearms.
Suzanne does that. Her dog has.
You have the glucosamine? Yeah.
No. He has that. It's not Crohn's disease. It's the other one that starts with a C that makes the tumors. And so she gets
cancer
supplements. I can't remember what it's called.
Colitis?
Anyway, she gets the supplements on Amazon.
So you can see the breadth of products they offer on Amazon. So we're just asking, the next time you go to buy something from Amazon, you think of us. Mm-hmm. And you go to roundaboutshow.com first. You'll see the banner ad for Amazon. We have two of them on the page, one on the right-hand sidebar, one at the top. We're asking that you click on one of those Amazon ads and then purchase your stuff. That way it records it as a point, if you will, for us, and we get some money from those purchases. Same great prices for you, same fast shipping. Amazon Prime applies. It's great.
Can we see what people buy if they
click? No, we can't. That's unfortunate, because I would love to see,
of course, not
for example,
tell
what
Mudbuster
is buying.
I was just
going
to say that, Michelle. What is
even more, I'd love to see what Craigie buys. He lives in a basement.
I know he does. You don't want to know what Craig buys on Amazon.
No, sir.
Single brown socks.
Those get mailed out.
He doesn't need both of them.
So the next time you go, we encourage you, the next time you go to purchase something from Amazon, we ask that you please think of us first before you do that and give us a little credit for it. And in that vein, we like to highlight some of the products that are available over Amazon. Today's is
Do you have anything that would be appropriate for the coming Armageddon in 2012?
I do. It's something. Sanitation will be an issue once the city's water supplies are destroyed around the country. This is the Reliance Products Luggable Loo Portable.
It's $20 for a trash can that you dump in.
Well, yes, Stephen,
look at the ergonomic seat, Stephen. If you're going to poo in a bucket and then take it with you,
does the top seal against the seat there to keep the material inside?
This is a plastic bucket. If I sit on this,
it looks sturdy.
Look at the comfort form lid, Stephen.
That's brilliant.
Here is the thing, though, is that this 12 months from today will be past December 21st, 2012. So we'll know whether these predictions.
Mayans were right, and if we need luggable loos, society's gone to hell.
Where do you carry this around to?
It's got a handle. Why do you care? Carry anywhere.
What event
When you're on the Great American Roab trip,
Burning Man,
and you can't find, and you're on the Great American Roab trip, and there's not a gas station within 100 miles of your current location, and you gotta go. Hey, if you gotta go, you gotta go.
The North American International.
Oh, no, not if you've been Sanders.
There is never a bathroom around Detroit Auto Show, and you want one.
In the back of a Suburban.
We should all carry these around with us.
Yeah.
Fill it with, like,
automakers can bring designated minivans and large SUVs.
Fill it with Rebus Fudge.
Can I bring one of these? Can I bring it to the Detroit Auto Show next month?
That's exactly what we're saying.
Yeah.
We'll fill it with
best of all.
Mackinac Island fudge. Yeah.
5 gallons. That's enough for months worth of use.
I'm channeling that line from the SNL skit, "Wow, oops, I crap my pants."
Exactly.
Sure can hold a lot of dung.
So Reliance
Plus. I crap my pants. I've heard of those.
Reliance Products Luggable Loo Portable 5-Gallon Toilet. It's in stock for $19.95, as Steven so eloquently put it, in a plastic bucket to take a dump in.
And it's eligible for Prime.
Here's my question for Craig. You obviously went and found this product. What did you type into
bar? Under automotive, and it was somehow under there.
Did you just type poop in?
For when you really don't want to stop the car.
Just one of those buckets from Home Depot.
Now you don't need a catheter. So.
It has, like, the warning of don't let a child fall in it because they could drown.
I'm sure that's on the bucket here somewhere as well.
Who made catheters for that?
It's Mr. Bucket. Mm. Balls in my top.
I like how it says holiday gift ideas, because who wouldn't want to find this under the tree,
It's a great white elephant.
Thanks, Grandpa.
It's a stocking stuffer.
This is an excellent white elephant secret Santa at the office.
Thanks, Grandpa. It's what I always wanted.
Now you can go when you're on the go.
Yeah.
We
should probably move on.
Yeah, I was just going to say round two. We need to speed up round two and three. Uh-oh. We were dragging ass a little bit there.
This is the lightning round. These are the lightning rounds.
These are lightning rounds. Okay.
Ooh. Aaron Bragman.
Yes.
Pick number two. What's going to happen next year?
Acura's new idea of smart luxury and MPGs over MPH. Not going to work well. Nobody wants a hybrid NSX when you could go and have a real hairy V10 Viper that apparently looks like a naked woman lying on a beach, according to Ralph Gill. Who's going to want a hybrid electric NSX? I don't see this happening. I don't see this whole accurate shift of the strategy.
That was the luggable lose sound effect. That's the negative. I agree with you.
I absolutely agree.
Accurate equals fail.
I agree because, oh my gosh, yes, I agree.
That's a make it unanimous. Plus.
Poor Acura. Wow, I swear.
No, it's four ups.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, that.
Well, that's correct because Aaron's saying that's what's going to happen to Acura.
Right. I guess that was the tone I was getting.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate to say this because I know a lot of people that are working there and they're working very hard on it.
Are they, though?
They are. But that's just it. They are. They are working on this thing. But
why don't instead of diverting their attention to this fancy car, why don't they work on the Civic and make that good?
They are now.
Oh, can we just say that Acura is the new Lincoln?
They're worse than Lincoln.
Don't say that.
Acura doesn't make a boost engine.
I'm sorry.
That hurt.
Wow.
Okay.
I've seen the new Lincoln.
Is it good?
What's the next
one? You can't say.
I can't say. I honestly
you can't even say
I'm excited,
if you like it or
not. But you can't say.
I can't say anything about it yet. We'll see
if
it next
you could say anything about it,
we'll see it
would
next
you
time.
Like it?
It's very dramatic.
Dramatic?
It's very dramatic.
It's like Ben.
Shut up.
He didn't say left.
Yeah, like
we'll
that,
wait.
Yeah.
All right. Eric.
Number two. Not Lugabaloo either.
Yeah. Well, number two, my second prediction sort of builds on my first prediction.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's sort of a two-pronged.
So GM.
It's sort of, well, GM and Ford combined. So, once Dan Akerson is shown the door, John Krafcek will once again turn down the opportunity to run General Motors, and he will continue to ride the wave of Hyundai for another couple of years until he can get the job which he really covets, and that is to replace Alan Mulally at Ford.
So once Dan Akerson is gone from GM,
they'll go to John Krafcek first, and he will turn them down again.
Will turn them down.
I'm going on the opening statement of once Dan Akerson is gone from GM, disagree.
Negative.
I don't think Akerson's going away.
Akerson is too stubborn. That's a negative for me.
To me, it's not the Akerson issue. It's replacing Alan Mulally because that's Mark Fields' job.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree. One person looks good in a $4,000 suit. Mm-hmm. The other has actually made the Koreans understand.
Yes, and I don't think, honestly, I can't speak for John Krafcek, but I don't think he's interested in coming back here and running.
Conquering hero, return to the place he was showing the door?
Mm. No, I don't think he would. I think he's very happy having the voice he has now and doing what he's doing now.
Mr. Bragman's being a scraggle puss.
Sorry.
I said I was reaching for dust.
I think if Ford goes outside to find the next CEO, will have a lot of people.
Well, I figured if that happens, Fields is leaving like the next day.
He wouldn't be the only one. Yeah. And that's just it. That's the problem. So I think you'll see either Fields or even Heinrichs. Mm. But
yeah, I think so too. Joe's great.
Yeah.
Michelle, can we put you down for a negative two?
It's on so many levels.
Okay. Also known as Eric, you're a moron.
You didn't say that. Don't be putting words in our mouth.
She still loves you too.
I didn't say that, Eric. I love you too.
See?
All right. Stephen J. Ewing from the Autoblog.
All right, this
your
one,
prediction number two.
This one could go either way. You could either say no way or oh, totally. A Japanese automaker will launch a diesel-powered passenger car in the United States.
Mazda.
Huh. Yeah, Mazda.
No, like actually launch, deliver.
No.
That's not expected right away.
A Japanese automaker will launch a diesel
passenger car, so not
powered.
A truck.
Wow.
Can't be Toyota.
I'm going to say disagree because I think it'll be 2013.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm going to agree with Aaron on that one.
I'm trying to think to our powertrain forecast.
That's a negative. A negative. I'm going to go positive. I think Mazda is going to pull a bunny out of their hat.
Yeah?
Their Sky G.
Just keep in mind, I didn't necessarily say it would be a crossover SUV.
Mm-hmm.
I have
MX-5.
A feeling.
A feeling? No, now is this a feeling because you've seen it? No. Because someone said something to you, or because
I
those are feelings too.
an auto bird landed on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I may or may not have feelings.
Wow. Did you get the Braga drunk and get information or something like that?
I didn't get information.
Okay, well.
All right, so we got a negative. Eric, you were negative for that?
Or no? Yeah, I'm going to go negative on that.
Eric Bragman, you're negative?
I think it's 2013. I think it's
I'm going to say yes, Stephen.
What?
And Michelle, your prediction. Does this jive with you or no?
No, I agreed with Aaron.
Okay, that's three negatives and one plus. You see who your friends are. Michelle, you are on deck next.
I am, and I'm actually going to say one that I don't know if I believe it or not in terms of prediction. I'm channeling other beings right now. Just give me a moment, Freddie.
She is so California sometimes, I swear.
So this idea that Prius would become its own brand. I don't know. Just put it out there.
So Prius will become its own brand.
You're saying it will become its own brand?
It could.
Well, that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But they're not going to like make its own dealerships or anything like that.
But it's going to be it'll be to Toyota what Ram is to Chrysler now. It's a new
stupid
brand of existing vehicles spun off to a new brand.
So how do we define brand then? So when
this is the problem. Yeah. Because you've got Toyota saying they're going to do a line of vehicles called Prius, but they're not going to have their own dealerships or even their own part of their showroom like Scion's got. So it's...
Mm-hmm. I think on a business level, they the way that Ram has done it with Dodge and everything else, Chrysler and Jeep and everything else, mm-hmm. they function, even if they share a dealership, if they have the same lot, they have different business protocol for every single one of the brands now, and Ram functions like Jeep. It's, for all their, the vendors, their suppliers, their everything, it's all done completely differently, and I think Prius will become a brand in that sense.
Michelle, my question really quick for you, as part of this prediction, will Prius vehicles have Toyota badges on them?
Interesting thought. I think that the blue one will become its own brand. I don't know.
No, but will they? I mean, because that's kind of what I'm weighing on right now is will they
that's
still
a negative
be,
for
will
me.
They still be badged as Toyotas?
I would think they would probably try to do something different.
It just seems
In that case, I have to disagree with you.
I have a little insight into Toyota and what their future planning is.
So, I'm voting negative. Steven, you're voting negative. Eric.
And I believe the people that I work with would already have been making plans for a move like that, and nothing of any kind of whisper has been going on, so I will say no.
What, you mean whisper?
Whispers.
Whisper?
That's a negative then, Mr. Bragman.
I'm also going to say negative. They are developing Prius as a line, but they're even calling it a separate brand, but they're not taking the
kind of like Oldsmobile had a line of Cutlasses.
Yeah, yeah. And they're not taking the kind of actions that they even took with Scion to make it its own brand in terms of the actions that they're taking with it. So... they're going to be more pre-I coming to showrooms, but they won't have quite the same level of support as Michelle said for like Ram or Jeep or something like that.
And so that's a long way to reach, Michelle. Stardust.
I'm just saying. I was just channeling.
Well, it may come true. You never know.
I still love you, baby, though. It's okay.
Thank you.
My second prediction. You guys ready for this? This whole green fad will start to fade. And I say that.
I'm sensing.
I disagree.
It's like deja vu. Cycle gets a square.
Negative. Negatory. Negative.
All right. Let's pin you down. And how exactly are you defining green fad?
You know,
and let me pound the table a little more just to irritate Ben that I'm pounding the table.
That's my job. I appreciate if you stopped it.
Does that irritate Ben? Oh.
Just put me down for a negative right now.
Steven doesn't need to say anything. Nope. He's negative.
The
sentiment of the green vehicles. We see all these electrics coming out, aside from the Volt, because that's going to be performed spectacularly next year.
Hundreds of thousands of units, probably, I'm thinking.
Other green vehicles, the Scion IQ, we're talking about electric versions of the Prius and Focus. They're just too expensive.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
I'm actually going to agree with you because I think it's already started.
What?
There's a backlash.
Look at the LA Auto Show this year. LA Auto Show 3 years ago was the green show. Mm-hmm. It was where everybody, mm-hmm. you had people sitting out front mm-hmm. with green dye and green soap on a big Hummer, greenwashing the Hummer.
Well, it's because I
There's
think that.
There's nothing like that anymore.
Yeah, but I think it's because there's so much green now in the industry that it's not because, like, there's more than is worth one auto
show. Why are they doing it? They're doing it because of CAFE regulations and because they have to do it, not because there's any huge consumer demand for alternative engine vehicles. So I think the idea that the Americans suddenly got an environmental religion, no. Americans want to save as much money as they possibly can on fuel, so they're buying some of this stuff.
You want to take this outside?
Should we? You want to?
Yeah.
Let's go. We'll do the show first, and then afterwards.
Right, you handle it after Aaron. Hope that cleared it up for you. While you're thinking about ruminating on that, Michelle.
Oh, so are you saying that green is going to fade in terms of its presence in manufacturing, or you what we would call green, or are you saying that green is going to fade in terms of marketing efforts?
I mean, like, automakers are pushing green. Oh, we're the greenest car company in the country. Oh, look, we got fuel-efficient 30-mile-per-gallon lineup. Woo!
So marketing.
Yeah.
And they're also Dana Carvey.
I see that.
I would say it's going to fade because I think that it's more now about – I think it's about saving green, about saving money.
Yes.
I don't think it's about –
Nobody cares about the
environmental efforts.
And the planet.
I mean, all I have to do is look at the LA Auto Show. It was billed as the green show 3 years ago. This year, we had luxury vehicles. We had big crossover presence. We had a 650-horsepower Mustang and a ZL1 Camaro convertible. I mean, it's everything
right,
our people
which,
now.
With,
yeah.
With that 650-horsepower, they were talking about the incredible gas mileage it was going to get, which was saying to consumers, look how much money you're going to save having this compared to a previous car that might have had success. I mean, they've done incredible things with their engines. It's about saving money.
A lot of it has become so mainstream, it's no longer called out anymore as something special in terms of environmentalism.
Yep.
Europe is a very different story, though.
Yeah. They're
still
very concerned. Because their CL's all about CO2.
Mm, yes.
And they all have these blue something brands.
Exactly.
Eric, final vote for this.
I don't know how you count this one because as far as green, if we're talking green as far as continuing to improve fuel economy, but that's a CAFE thing and people wanting to save money, I would agree that that's going to grow. But as far as straight EV plug-in, blah, 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 no. I think sales will be relatively, as a percentage of the market, will be the same or down even.
So are you putting you down for a plus? Good call. Got to make a call, Eric. It's one or the other. Put you for a neutral, zero.
Yeah. A split.
Abstain.
It's all in how you define it, right? So,
what's your trust your gut? What's your gut saying, Eric?
Why did I eat those tacos?
Montrico.
Why did I eat those tacos? That's what my gut said.
We have a luggable Lou in the back.
Yeah.
Let your gut go.
Fade. Oh,
no. Negative. It's another split decision.
Hollow.
Wow.
All right. So. You guys ready? You guys braced for round three? Because that's what we're doing right now.
Let's do this.
Ready for impact? Yep. We're back to Aaron Bragman, IHS Automotive, the Oracle.
An Oracle.
Yeah,
not the Oracle. There's other people there. Anyway.
You're too modest.
Building actually off of what you had said a moment ago about the green fading thing, I think that barring any crazy spikes in gasoline, that hybrid sales will skyrocket next year to about 3% of the overall U.S. market from 2.5% today. Which is to say hybrid and EV sales are basically going to remain flat because of consumer demand, which still really isn't there.
Of the U.S. market.
Of the U.S. market.
Well, do they sell anywhere else?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Europe's got hybrids and whatnot, and so does
Mind
China.
Mind you, convertibles are 1%.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, hybrids have been on sale in the U.S. market for a decade now in terms of pre-eyes that are floating around everywhere.
Okay.
And they have not taken off. Americans like other things. A lot of variety here, and I still don't think they're going to take off in any measurable way. They'll still represent, I think, around 3% of the overall market.
I totally agree. Absolutely agree.
So that's a plus from Mr. Ewing.
It's a plus from me.
It's a plus from Eric. That's a plus from me, too. Sounds very plausible, because hybrids just don't sell.
Despite the fact there's lots more of them coming out.
Yep.
Yeah,
but it's going to be the kinds of things where you like Buick, where you go to your dealership and the standard Buick is a hybrid. Well, it's not a hybrid. It's a hybrid. It's a mild hybrid, but that's going to be like the standard option, and you can get the no-cost V6. You'll see more of that happening, but it's not going to be through consumer choice necessarily.
Michelle, can we put you down for a plus?
Yes.
Any other outstanding reasons that we've missed that influence your vote?
You guys covered it all.
Okay. Very good. All right. Eric, number three. What's it going
to
be?
I get so excited when Eric's getting ready to say something.
You're ready to vote no? Vote no on Proposition 3.
This is kind of talk built off of something that Aaron mentioned earlier.
Still reaching.
Oh, very much.
After Ackerson is fired.
No, this actually has nothing to do with. In fact, we're going about 10,000 miles away from the U.S. for this one.
Ooh.
As China's auto sales begin to flatten and the home market cars continue to lose even more market share to the foreign brands, the Chinese government will put even greater pressure on those foreign companies to hand over even more manufacturing technology. One of the major auto companies will talk openly about pulling out of the country because of these continued overt practices by the Chinese government.
So a foreign automaker
will openly talk about leaving the Chinese market because of the business practices of that government.
Plausible, but I don't think so. It's just too lucrative.
Well, is it? Wait, hold on. Here's the reason. Here's my thinking on this.
Okay.
Is it really lucrative to be in China for this reason? Every dollar of profit that you make, you have to hand over at least 50 cents of that dollar to the Chinese government because you're in a joint venture. Mm-hmm. Labor prices continue to rise in China significantly. Restrictions on the sales of cars in the major cities continue to go on. Materials costs, especially, you know, as you try to put more and more technology in, as the Chinese government says, okay, well, we actually have to have crash standards, makes cars more expensive. I'm just saying there's a lot of underlying factors which lead me to this thing of, is it really worth it for us to be in this for, yes, it's money and it's a growing market-ish, but we could go to India and make a whole lot more money.
Yeah, but here's the kicker. 1.7 billion people.
Billion people.
220 million middle class alone.
Well, I know.
And growing.
We don't have a middle class.
No, well, I know.
Million people total.
Yeah, so the Chinese middle class will be the size of the U.S. population by the end of 2013, I think, or something like that.
If not before.
So
when you say, is it lucrative? Yeah, it is really lucrative. I agree with some of the stuff you're saying in terms of I think the Chinese government is going to have increasing pressure on that. Although I think the increasing pressure is probably going to come in the form of now you must export. And you're going to start seeing the Chinese companies start really branching out and finding other markets to play in as well. So I'm going to have to disagree. I'm going to say that some of that, yes, you're going to see
the understand the logic.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You see the flattening of sales. You can see the increasing pressure to share more information. But the other thing is that a lot of these foreign companies don't have to share it anymore because the Chinese now own them. They own Volvo. Yeah. They're going to own Saab very shortly, despite what GM's trying to scuttle the whole thing. So.
That's a negative for you, Aaron.
I disagree, though.
Yeah. Michelle.
Wow. That one's very convoluted and hard. Eric, I'm really trying not to vote against you, I swear.
No, you just your opinion of this one is much like my last one.
I think that the market's flattening, and while I think there's a psychology of the Chinese government is going to start reaching out and exporting and owning all these other companies, that there's this global thing, and this happened even with us exporting a lot of our labor. There's this thing where people go like, oh, we better get ready for the Chinese, and so they just it happens. So I almost kind of have to agree. At some point, someone's going to get frustrated and say, like, we don't like doing business like this, and then we're going to start probably looking at a Cold War situation. But is it going to happen in 2012? That's where I probably have to say no.
No. Okay. Negative for Michelle. This is, like you guys have said, this is a very tough one. I could see a very small, low-volume automaker pulling out. Maybe Aston Martin or something, Bentley. I don't know. Something that wouldn't sell many cars. Mm.
Yeah, but they're not making anything.
Yeah.
It's someone who's producing.
Oh, an actual producer.
Someone who's producing cars in a joint venture.
Like Fiat Chrysler, if they decided to go play there. Yeah.
You've got to play in China. I think you've got to pay to. You got to play, and you've got to pay to do it. So I'm going to vote negative, narrowly negative, Eric.
That's fine.
Mr. Young.
Sorry, Eric, but I most of what I think it was summed up by Michelle that I can very, very realistically see it happening, but I don't think it'll be within the next year. I absolutely understand and I support a lot of what you're saying in your argument, but it's still too soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. Good prediction, though. Very good prediction.
I was trying to...
I know these are you're reaching. And
yeah, these are good stretch goals.
It's gonna hurt next year, but it's great, you know.
like the ones from last year.
Yeah, right? I don't know. So, it's not like somebody could have said last year. You know, I predict that an enormous earthquake and tsunami is going to come and wipe out Toyota production for 4 months. And yeah, you never know.
I thought you were crazy.
Meteorologist.
Yeah, I know, right? We're a geologist, here.
Mr. Ewing.
All right, so. For 2011, I tried to kill the Acura ZDX and failed.
Are you going
to
try it again?
I am not going to try again. However, I am going to try to kill the BMW 5 Series Gran Turismo. I think that it will at least be announced that it's going out of production in the U.S. However, and I'll add a little bit to this to make it more interesting, it will be replaced with the 5 Series wagon.
You know how many 5 GTs I saw in California when I was there last month?
That's all of them.
They were everywhere.
That's all of them.
They were everywhere. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, what is that? I mean, that's what it is because you don't see them here. Mm-hmm. But I just couldn't believe how many there were.
It's the same with X6s. And for a long time, I thought about the X6 might die. But now I definitely don't see that.
No.
I still think that... I think the 5 GT will go away and will be replaced with the standard 5 Series wagon that we currently don't get.
Mm. Okay. So where is the 5 made? Dingolfing, Germany? It's not made in Spartanburg. That's BMW's only plant.
I don't think it is Spartanburg. No,
Spartanburg
is just the X
and
models.
The Z4, I thought.
No, the Z4 isn't even made there anymore.
3 Series there's there now, isn't it?
Who knows? It's got to come from Germany then.
Ja, ich glaube.
Ich weiß es nicht.
Ja.
Anyway.
Dingolfing, ich glaube, ja. you know what? I think I'm going to agree with you.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to agree with you. I don't know that they can keep it around much longer. Mm-hmm. 2012, 2013.
Michelle?
Yeah, what the hell? I got to
agree. You're going to vote with Morty?
I'm actually going to go with Steven on this one because I have to say, Aaron, I don't see any down here.
Really?
I see more X6s. And honestly, the last one I remember seeing was in the Hyatt parking lot in Dearborn.
Wow. One for Michigan then. So that's a plus for you, Michelle. Eric Tritko.
I'm going to disagree based on the opinion that BMW feels the need to find... to build a car for every single possible niche there is in the market, even if that niche is 100.
They're pulling a Mercedes. Help!
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, even if it's 200 cars a year that they'll sell, and that they're still going to spend $1 billion to engineer something for it. So
anything for that sales crown. Yeah.
Yep. I think they want to. I was just going to say they want to be Lexus in the U.S.
Anything for that sales crown.
And that's why I vote negative. So we have a tie here because I think they're too stubborn to admit, hey. This car didn't sell well.
That's very possible.
BMW has already admitted, though, that they're disappointed with 5 GT sales.
No, they're more disappointed with Americans than they are with the 5 GT
true, but
itself.
they're
disappointed
they've said
you
before
do not
that
the car as you should.
But then again, keep in mind, too, the foreign automakers' views in the U.S., not always
accurate.
Yeah.
Well, Michelle, you're up next.
I am, and I'm like torn because I actually have two. I don't
pick
know.
Pick the crazy one.
Reach for the stars.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see. I can go with one that's based on like financial predictions, and one that's based on something similar to what we just talked about. I guess I'll go with the financial one. So I think that the European economy still like it is, and ours still sort of like it is, but definitely the European one. There's a lot of British banks that are getting ready to fail and lose a lot of their funding, and the whole European thing's going to start falling apart, and stock market's going to fall apart. And why did I just?
You pipped me at the post, Michelle.
Oh no!
I'm so sorry. I actually think that friend at Fiat is going to have to end up moving Fiat and merging it completely in the stock market in the United States. With Chrysler and make it singly traded, so he's just the CEO of one company.
So your prediction is Fiat moves to America, out of Italy.
Yeah.
So unions ain't gonna like.
I don't think so. I really don't think so. Fiat's got way too much at stake in Europe.
I know, but yes, dem Banks, dem Phelan.
I know.
And Chrysler is the profit generator right now.
Ironically.
Isn't that weird?
There is the ethical issue of can you head up two different publicly traded companies in two different continents?
Ask Carlos. Oh, no, wait. They did merge. I was going to say ask Carlos Ghosn, but.
They have equity.
I'm going to disagree.
Steven is disagreeing. Aaron.
Oh, come back to me.
Come back. Okay, Eric.
Wow, that's a good one, Michelle.
That is a good one.
That's a really good one.
That's a meat and potatoes there.
I'll go I'll agree with Michelle because I think Europe is going to be taking a serious crap here real soon.
So just so I have this straight, Michelle, your prediction is because of the whole European situation, Fiat will be forced to move to the US and merge with Chrysler.
Yeah, and it'll be traded in New York.
Traded in
I got to make sure that I've got stops on a lot of stuff here pretty soon, too, when I'm thinking about it.
Eric, your thoughts?
No, I agreed with Michelle. I think there's a lot of stuff with Europe that's going to get real ugly or could get – has a good potential to get very ugly very quickly.
If it gets bad in Europe, you know what? I'll agree with Michelle as well.
You're going to agree with Michelle?
He's already talked about it. I mean, Mark Chione has already openly stated.
And whether he's threatening the union.
It was a union threat to do that, and they just got their big union deals throughout a number of plants, but it may not be enough. Mm-hmm. It may not be enough. And if it's not enough, then they have to really pull up lock, stock, and barrel.
Berlusconi is gone out of running Italy, so that was sort of a thing keeping him there. Mm. He's not afraid of Berlusconi, he was a bit afraid of Berlusconi, but with the news.
If Europe is already on the downward spiral, if Fiat picks up and goes, that will just put the nail in the coffin on their economy.
Because, I mean, I don't know much of what's going on there. I'm not a financial person. I don't study or even understand half of what the jargon is, but I just get the feeling that bad things are going on there. And it feels like Germany is subversively kind of got its tentacles because it's economy.
Germany and France.
And France. Yeah. They're kind of like hand in hand going and buying everything up.
Because they ousted the leader of Italy.
Well, he had
deposed.
That was about the 19th time he'd been indicted on something by his own people, right?
Yeah. That wasn't
sex scandal, money laundering, embezzlement.
Are they going to do the same thing in Spain, in Greece, in Ireland,
I don't think
Portugal?
The Spanish president has the same thing for underage girls that Berlusconi did. Yeah. At least not that we know of.
Ireland, no, because they're already going some serious cutting there.
Yeah.
And Ireland may be one of the few safe places to go in Europe, to be honest, as far as business. Yeah, they already
Gaelic
did
Gaelic tiger.
So. Is that what they sound like? Kind of snorty.
Oh, dear.
But yes, I'm going to agree with Michelle.
All right. So, Michelle, you've got a net win. 3 pluses, 1 minus. 1 dissenter, Morty. Who would have thought?
Sorry, sweetheart. I didn't mean it. I just can't always agree with you.
Which prediction? Is this the one I want to go with? Or do I want to go with the Camry doing poorly in the market? Or do I want to go with the UAW organizing a transplant?
Ooh.
I think I'm leaning towards UAW.
A liver transplant?
Yes.
What do you mean another transplant?
Organ transplant.
Oh, that's just another
transplant. I'm going to go with the UAW, and here's what I'm going to say.
What you going to say?
I'm going to say the UAW will. This is my reach. This is my stardust.
Will you name the company?
I have two targets. The UAW, which has been cagey about this and has not announced a target yet, I predict they will organize. I know this is a stretch. They will organize one of the transplants, the top targets, Volkswagen and Hyundai.
Hyundai?
Ooh. Hyundai.
Hmm.
I'd agree with half of that.
Yeah, I
This is a stretch again, because I don't. It's easy for them to not. I know the South is not a pro-union area region, so we'll see. But I'm predicting they may succeed if they can prove to the workforce they have an actual benefit for their dues, which may be hard for them to do. We'll see. I'm
going to disagree.
Disagree?
I don't think the union has much of a shot at all throughout the American South, and mostly because the workers in a lot of these places are now getting paid better than most of their compatriots in their communities that they're operating in. And they see the union, like Hyundai especially, they just picketed Hyundai dealers. And the Hyundai people at the plant are like, why are you trying to get people to not buy the cars we're building? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the idea that they have. They don't see, oh, you're fighting for justice for our Hyundai worker brother or sister, actually, because that was the whole deal of why they were doing it. But I still don't think that they have a shot at it. The attitude in the South just is not there.
Yeah. I'm with Aaron on this one.
I'm going to agree with that.
Wow.
I will go a little tighter than you will.
Okay.
That if it happens, it will happen in the state of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
It will be either Nissan or Volkswagen, most likely Volkswagen, because the Chattanooga area actually is fairly union labor friendly because of TVA. And TVA is huge in that area.
If it happens, it would be Volkswagen.
Okay, and Volkswagen wouldn't necessarily completely run against it because of obviously union in Germany. And the real reason that they would target those two, especially Tennessee, Bob Corker.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bob Corker tried to kill them in 08. So they really want to go after him, and so that's why I would say I'll agree with you.
Another reason for Volkswagen, like you mentioned, they're unionized everywhere else in the world. It's mandatory in Germany to be a member.
Well, they're not unionized in Mexico, but...
Well, all right, Michelle.
Yet.
I mean, this one's difficult because on one hand, I would say that if it came down to it in the South and people had a choice of going with Obamacare or union.
Hate that word. Sorry.
They're probably going to go more towards a union situation because of Obamacare being so widely hated. But this is probably going to be one of those struggles that within their communities, and I don't know.
We'll put you for a negative, Michelle.
Yeah.
Negative it is. Don't need a tap dance.
Is it funny that the libertarian actually thought that the union would succeed? Isn't that kind of ironic?
Crazy. We have a question. We have a question in the chat room. Scott in Cleveland wants to hear a quick prediction about the upcoming Dodge Dart. I have not seen it. I've seen the pictures, read about it. It sounds pretty promising.
Which alpha is it based off?
I have seen it.
The Giulietta.
The Giulietta.
I have also seen it.
Yes.
And what? I know you can't talk about it, but will it succeed in the market, knowing what you know?
I like it.
You like it?
I like it a lot. It's not as big as things like Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And there's some things we can say because they've shown teasers and whatnot.
It's like between
we can say that it'll have
Fiesta Fusion kind of in between, or Fiesta Focus kind of in between those two.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dartish? That's what I want to know. Is it Dart? Does it embody Dart?
No.
Nothing like the old Dart. There is no swinger version.
It embodies the neon.
There is no vinyl top. But it is very stylish.
It doesn't come pre-rusted?
No. But it is very stylish. It's going to have some very interesting powertrains.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some very interesting aftermarket parts for it, too, that we were seeing that were shown.
So are we going to see SRT4 shirts on sale at Forever 21?
They haven't announced anything about SRT, but Ralph Gilles has all but said that he's going to do one for
that
it anyway.
Gilles
right.
guy.
Yeah, that Gilles guy. Not that Gilles guy. That Gilles is Volkswagen. Mark Gilles is Volkswagen.
I think the Dart, I think it'll do well, honestly.
It'll do
better than the Caliber.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
It'll do better than Caliber, but then, you know.
I don't know.
The week old dead fish would probably do better than Caliber.
I will say I need to see pricing first. Because pricing in that segment is really cutthroat in terms of, that's why the Focus isn't doing so well. Just because people think it's too expensive. If the car is priced right, I think it's got a good shot of doing well and, besting things like Mazda 3 and other lower volume players in the segment. Will it be up there in like Cruise Corolla area? I don't think so, at least not in the first year, but I could see it probably doing better in its first year than the Focus has done in its
first year.
Okay.
It's got some features on it that are going to make it appealing to very specific demographics.
Hipsters.
Millennials.
Hipsters.
Millennials.
Yeah. Hipsters.
I guess that'll be my prediction if I had to put it concretely.
Millennisters.
Millennisters.
The Dart will do better in its first year than the Focus did in its first year.
Well, very good. Hopefully that answers your question, Scott in Cleveland.
What has the Focus sold in its first year? About under 100,000?
It is about 1% above where it was.
Yeah.
The old model.
It's not doing well.
Which is, despite what Ford says, cannot possibly be to plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. We've got some predictions from Joffrey.
Really quick. So we'll have you guys vote on these, but way quick. So you'll say up
Rapid
or down,
fire.
Up or down. Here we go. So Jeff's prediction number one.
Hey, guys. I'm in Austin, Texas right now, driving the Chevrolet Malibu. And I wanted to make sure that I got my opinions and predictions in for 2012. And my first one, while it might be a little controversial, I think Saab will survive. Yes, I know. They're not doing that well right now. And bankruptcy is looming, but I have a feeling the little Swedish company can pull it out.
The Emperor Nero has been.
No.
Well, technically, then it would be like this.
No, no.
Off with his head.
Yeah, exactly.
And throw your weapon down.
No. I mean, they keep trying, and China Youngman keeps trying to throw some more money at it. But
here's $20 million.
GM will not let Saab be sold to the Chinese.
Michelle, what do you think?
I have to disagree with Jeff.
Yeah.
All right, that's all done.
Negative.
Nobody expects Saab to live. Sorry.
But we love him.
And we love Saab.
We love you, Jeff.
No, we don't.
Let's
be honest.
The 9-5? The new 9-5.
I have a Say of Saab sign in my apartment.
It's the nicest Epsilon of the entire bench.
I don't know. When you put it in drive and the whole shifter bezel is moving around, I have a problem with it.
The new floating shifter bezel is a feature.
reproduction.
It's like the Fiat. Ben loves that.
Yeah.
All right, Ben, what's prediction number dos?
Next. This one might be a little hot topic, too. But I think the Volt will become a dominant seller over the Leaf. I know the two have gone back and forth, and Nissan's been throwing some jabs at the Volt, and recent issues with the Volt will be fixed, but I think it will do pretty well for 2012.
Fixed? It's not broken.
I know, right?
Despite what I said earlier, I'll agree with Jeff.
That's an agreement from Ewing.
Yeah, I think it will do better than Leaf.
Fragment plus.
It's more practical.
It's a plus from me. Eric?
Better than Leaf, yes.
And Michelle.
I'm going to agree here. V is for Volt and V is for electricity.
And V is for van.
If you start dancing and singing that song.
I think they're going to revive that.
V for Chevy Volt and V like a car.
For awesome melody. Family car with a diesel in charge.
If anybody out there doesn't know what we're talking about here, go to YouTube and look up Chevy Volt dance.
Oh, yeah.
You will never forgive me.
You will wish you had those 5 minutes back.
For Chevy Volt.
GM wishes they'd had those 5 minutes back.
He sings it to me all the time.
All right. What is our third and final, Ben?
All right, third and final.
And finally, this one, not so much for 2012, but it'll get a trend starting. I think the new 2013 Fusion will be the best-selling sedan in America. It definitely won't happen until 2013 calendar year, since it isn't going on sale till later in 2012.
Yeah.
But I think this definitely will become the best-selling car in America, putting Ford on top once again.
He must have liked what he saw at the preview that we were at.
Yeah.
We're recording this on December 23rd, 2012.
No, week after that.
30th. We're on the 30th.
Yeah, we're on the 30th, Michelle.
I would like to point out that the Fusion is still under embargo.
It's New Year's Eve.
So we can't really talk about what it looks like.
I've not seen it, so I have no idea. I can't
We've seen hints. And blurriness in iPhone apps.
Well, Jeff has seen it, and I've seen it.
I've seen it.
You've seen it. You were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but
I've
been told what it
looks
like. I don't
know if it's going to – I think it'll do well.
Yeah.
But as for being number one, no.
And I'm worried about its price, and that's why.
Yeah,
In terms of features and content and style and whatnot.
Same problem as the Focus.
Looks really, really good.
Did you say Lotus or Focus?
Focus.
Focus.
I think it may have focus syndrome as well, where it looks loaded expensive.
Thing. Yeah, it looks, which is a good thing. I mean, in some of the queues, we've seen the Evos show car, mm-hmm. and people have compared it with Aston Martin, mm-hmm. and that's a fair thing to say, I think.
Yep.
Right. So yes. That's a negative from you two, Eric.
Yeah. I will say no, and it has. Oh, yeah. I'm sure pricing will be an issue. I'm going to say that. The styling is going to be so dramatically different, and it's going to be too cutting edge for people. Mm-hmm. It won't be – because most people buy mainstream cars, buy a Camry. Why? Mm-hmm. It's safe. And the focus will be anything but a safe design.
Fusion.
Okay. Fiesta Focus Fusion, too many effing Fs.
Mercury Monterey.
Yeah. So,
Michelle.
So, yeah, I disagree.
I think that Ford is actually having a pricing dysplasia. As these little cars come out that are competing with the Fiesta. I said, Eric and I drove the Focus together at the first test drive, and I said, you know what? At the end of the day, I would rather have a fully kitted out Fiesta than have a Focus. I don't think consumers see the difference between a titanium Focus and a fully kitted out Fiesta, because I think consumers are looking for the amenities, and I don't think that they think about the fact that the back seat was smaller. I don't think that they think about how the cargo space is a little bit smaller. I mean, I don't think that they see that. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what killed the Focus. And the Fusion always hit that spot to me of like, why would you spend that?
Well, the average transaction price on a Fiesta is $18,000.
Exactly. And
that's
which
$2,000
is
higher than a Corolla or a Civic.
Right, because it comes with a lot of stuff in it. And I would rather have that than a base a Focus. And I think the Fusion's going to hit that problem too. And even though I haven't seen the Fusion, mm-hmm. I'm sure the design is great. I think everything they've been designing lately has been awesome. I think that Ford has a pricing issue. I think that they're, John McElroy always says like that average price of the car is going up and up and up. And I think that's true. Mm-hmm. But so many people, are buying in that lower price range and trying to save money.
With the economy in the dumper, they've got to go.
Right. I mean, look, if you go buy a full, a 500C that's got like everything, or a Veloster with everything, it's $23,500. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's $350 payment if you put $2,000 down.
Yeah, we'll put you down for a negative, Michelle.
Right.
So, I'm going to vote negative as well. People are lazy. They don't know about cars. They don't care. They're going to go safe.
We're all pretty unanimous on how we feel about Jeff's stuff.
He's pretty
hot, Jeff.
I don't know.
Jeff, I'm sorry, but I have to use your own sound effect against you. You've just been whipped.
What about horse cocky? Can we hear that?
If I had it pulled up, you could. But I don't, so
well,
no.
Anyway, we got to wrap this show. We've been going on for a little too long. Our predictions are too verbose. But this is a good show, guys. Great insights from all of you.
We're awesome.
And before we wrap...
Is it longer or shorter than last year, Craigie?
Shorter.
I think it's... Is it
shorter? I think this is a longer show.
I think it's longer. I'm at a show in an hour 10 on my ticker.
Every show feels longer to you guys.
Good point.
So, but before we sign off, we've got to say goodbye to our good friend, Stephen Ewan. He is abandoning us like a child on a front porch.
Mm-hmm. I'm running away from home.
And I just got here.
I know. What is
exactly.
That?
Thanks.
So he is,
I'm replacing Stephen with Aaron.
Uh-oh.
He's decided to decouple from Roundabout. He's too busy with the auto blog. He's got so much going on.
Not just the auto blog, but he's got to deal with the AOL Autos people, too.
ACLU.
I've just got a lot to do these days. Yeah. And
he'll be back.
I'll be around. Yeah. I'll be here. Just not
just won't be a regular anymore.
He'll be like a self-employed person's taxes. He'll come around about once every quarter.
Yeah. that's about right.
So, Ben, should we take a misty-eyed look at Mr. Ewing from the past?
I think we should. We've had a lot of special moments with Stephen Ewing.
I'm a very special person.
He's more than special.
Yes, you are.
So, I think it's appropriate.
Let's hear it.
Wish I were dead. Gasp.
That's a lot of percents, Greg.
Well, that was the first one.
This life is too much to take.
Moist.
Don't be a douche.
Dead hookers.
Erotica.
Y'all keep pissing me off.
Well, he couldn't have been too pissed off, because according to our calculations, he's actually been on 34% of all roundabout shows.
That's a whole lot of percents, Craig.
Yes, it certainly is, Steven, but we've been happy to have you here.
Aww.
And in your own words...
Thank you for being a friend.
According on your laptop, your MacBook Pro 17-inch. I'm sorry, Apple MacBook Pro 17-inch.
That's a lot of inches.
Everyone's here, right?
Oh, my God. Are you recording that?
Slotty.
Well done, Ben.
Thank you, Stephen, for being
Ben,
a
my
roundabout
pleasure.
Friend.
Ben, my pleasure.
We have one parting thing for you. This is a late Christmas gift. We know...
It's late. Cool.
Is it a vault?
Yes.
It fell over, so it must be.
It's a smart car.
It hasn't burned into flames yet.
It's been sitting for 3 weeks. Because
oh, God!
We haven't been like it.
And we rotated it upside down and heated it up.
It's in here.
He's got to pull out. Ben spent hours wrapping this.
Oh, literally been hours.
Recycle
what did
tape.
I get?
Oh, no.
Oh, I got the Old Man Ewing hoodie with all of my favorite phrases.
What are some of those? What are the selections?
Phrases like, don't be a douche, I wish I were dead, and that's a lot of percents, Craig. And I... This was Mirko did this, didn't he?
No,
the,
I think...
Or Ben, did
no,
he?
No, that was Mirko.
Was
did
it?
The, that was
did
Mirko.
The old man.
Old Man Ewing.
Herr Reinhardt. Yeah.
Well, it does have the umlauts over the O, so it must be Mirko's work.
Fantastic.
Impressive.
Thank you guys.
Enjoy, Stephen.
Keep
your heart warm with Roundabout.
I love hoodies.
We know you do. It's not striped, but we tried.
Solid colors.
Aaron Bragman, IHS Automotive.
Yes, that's me.
Hope you come back. Hope you tolerated it here.
Oh, this was a lot of fun. I'd love to do it again.
You don't have to lie.
No, really, I would.
Wait till
I mean.
All right, 365 days from now, you got to come back and defend these.
Of course.
There's an open seat at the table.
I've heard.
But he can always come back before that, too.
Of course. He's welcome back anytime.
I would be happy to. This was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Well, we're glad you enjoyed it. We hope you come back. Eric Tritko, rumblestrip.net, IMAX Web, all kinds of fun stuff.
Yep. Find me on Twitter, rumblestrip, at rumblestrip.
Very good. Michelle Naranjo.
Autobytels, and Aaron is also one of my co-hosts on Open Line.
We are, yes. We're doing Open
Line. Two-thirds of Open Line is
yes,
right here.
Right here.
Ooh, cross-promotion time. Very
another
nice.
Another fine family of, what do you call it, Craig?
The Family of Fine program.
That's it.
Programs.
And if people haven't downloaded the podcast for the Bobolets interview one we just did for December, they should go and definitely do that.
Yes.
At bit.ly/openpodcast.
Right.
That's the way.
That's the one.
Wow. That's a lot of... URL.
Craig.
So, Stephen Ewing, Autoblog.
That's me. Bye.
Thank you for being a friend.
See
come
ya.
Back often. Come back.
Peace.
Early.
I'm out of here.
All right. Ta-ta.
It's been fun.
Love you.
It's okay, Stephen.
I love you, Marty.
Remember, you can watch Roundabout Live every Friday evening starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time or 3:30 on the West Coast. And don't forget to check out the rest of the Autoline family of fine programs, including Autoline This Week, Autoline After Hours with John and Peter DiLorenzo, and, of course, Autoline Daily. If you want a question addressed or you've got comments for us, send them our way on the ROAB hotline. It's 1-559-ROAB-411. Again, that's 1-559-762-2411 in numbers. Twitter.com/roundaboutshow. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/roundaboutshow. Easy enough to find us. Just give a searcheroo. You'll figure it out.
Find us!
Okay.
Perfect.
We can do, you're on iTunes if you never want to miss an action-packed show, or the Zune Marketplace.
The what now?
Zune.
Oh.
Anyway, thanks to all of you out there listening. Please join us again next week. Happy New Year. Happy
yes.
2012. And we'll see you again.
Bye bye.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, John.